Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Yeah, we need to talk about this. The Terrorism Insurance Act 2003 was initially introduced to grow an insurance pool that pays affected commercial entities in the event of a terrorism incident. The Act allowed for the government to charge buildings of a particular category a terrorism levy. While the Act has only ever covered commercial strata buildings, changes to the Act have occurred which have now included many residential strata schemes under the umbrella of coverage. Due to the increased number of mixed-use strata buildings being developed, many large residential strata properties now include numerous commercial operations, for example restaurants, gyms, offices, etc. And as such, the government saw the need to widen the eligible property definition to include them in compensation that can be paid out under the Terrorism Insurance Act. The Act's definition of a terrorist event has been amended to exclude the following. The cover exclusion definition has been widened to now exempt acts of terror described as chemical, biological, polluting, contaminating, pathogenic, poisoning, or words to similar effect. The Act has extended the definition of which buildings should be covered under the terrorism levy to include buildings where at least 20% of the floor space is used for commercial purposes, and residential buildings where the sum insured is equal to or greater than $50 million. This applies where one or more single buildings are insured equal to or greater than $50 million each, not where the total combined sum insured of multiple buildings is equal to or greater than $50 million. The levy will be applied to the scheme's building insurance and can be as high as 16% of the sum insured. Many insurers are using a tiered approach to charging the levy, which takes into account the location of the building and its proximity to potential terrorism target areas. This means that it's important for all strata managers to have a clear understanding of how each insurer is charging and applying the levy to ensure that your owners' corporations are getting the best coverage and not paying an excessive amount for an insurance they may not necessarily need but are required to contribute to. The levy has been applied since the 1st of July 2017, so owners' corporations in properties that are now covered under the Act will need to factor in an additional increase in their insurance for the forthcoming budgets. Till next time, and we'll see you in training.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.